Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Man to Man Radio.
Welcome to Man Radio with Richard Hall and Chris Smith, where the focus is raw, uncut conversation about love, life, and family, and a little bit more. Your comments are welcome, so dial in. The number is 646-200-3148. Man to Man Radio. Let's get this show started.
You busted. It's all on your grills.
All right, what's good? What's good? I'm your host, Richard Hall, and you know I can't do this show without my brother from another mother, Chris Casey Smith. What's up, dog?
Man, chilling, trying to stay up out this hot ass weather, man. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm over here. Honestly, I'm feeling like a runaway slave right now, man. It's too dang hot.
this is the tank top and drawers type of night.
Man, okay. No draws. No shirts. No draws. I'm telling you. It's too hot, man. I mean, I've been trying to deal with this weather, man, feeling like I'm going to pass out. I was in Lake Elsinore. What happened?
I'm looking outside. I'm like, we talking about this heat, but it's raining too.
right. It rained this morning in Cali. But then there was a dust storm at like 4 o'clock.
Hold on, you didn't get no rain right now?
No, I didn't get any rain right now.
Oh man, it was pouring down raining for like 20 minutes.
Oh man, yeah, that's too crazy, man. It's too crazy. I mean, I was in Lake Elsinore on Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. It was 115 degrees in Lake Elsinore. And I was sitting here thinking about, like, my friends in Vegas, and I'm like, damn, you know, it has to be about 200 degrees in Vegas right now. Like,
man, Vegas dry heat, man, I'm talking about you step out there, feel like you're standing in an oven somewhere or something.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we came off of a good show last week, man. You let your chest hair out a little bit, you know, and you started beating your chest a little bit, so... You know, if our listeners didn't check out last week's show, man, they gotta make sure they go over to the HotTopicsTalkRadio.com website and listen to the show, man, because it was fire last week, man.
I mean, it's definitely a setup for tonight because, you know, like I said, it's time to go in on, you know, just the things people be doing when they be in their relationship too long, you know?
Well, no, that's true. I agree, you know, because, I mean, we all fall victim of it, you know, we all fall victim of just getting too comfortable in a relationship. So of course tonight's topic is going to be don't get too comfortable in your relationship, right, Chris?
Right, because I got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight.
Oh Lord, no. Oh God, I'm praying for you already, man, because I already know it's gonna be something crazy.
Pray for the listeners.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? But I want the listeners to tell us, you know, if they have a spouse or like the man or the girl, you know, what does she do that just gets on your nerves? You know, like she got too comfortable. Like, let us know what's going on. You know,
nah,
we're going to
nah,
take a quick break. What's that?
Hold on. You can not get funky with it. Nah, just tell them like this. Call us up and tell us how your damn person that got too damn comfortable in your relationship and you tired of this shit. I need you to call in.
Exactly. Just tell us that you're tired of it. Tired of it. There it is there, man. So look, if you haven't called in yet, if you haven't told your friends about us yet, the number to call in is 646-200-3148. You know, post on Facebook, let everybody know that we're live right now. You know, we're going to talk about it tonight, Chris. I might even let some of my skeletons out, some of the stuff that, you know, my wife does that get on my damn nerve. I'm just saying. I might do it. Here we go. So look, let's take a quick break, man. Let's get right into it, okay?
All right, man.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Man Radio.
Have you ever passed a sister or brother and was taken by their beautiful skin and hair? Well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And that secret is Shades of Africa. Shades of Africa carries products for that beautiful hair and beautiful skin. They carry a wide range of natural hair and skincare products, as well as aroma oils, burning oils, authentic African jewelry, art, and artifacts. So for all your fine African products, visit Shades of Africa in two locations, in the city of Corona at 114 East 6th Street and in the city of Long Beach at 1001 East 4th Street. You can contact them by phone in Corona at area code 951-284-7888 and in Long Beach by dialing area code 562-436-2210. Shop in person or online by going to www.shadesofafrica.com. That's Shades of Africa, A-F-R-I-K-A. When shopping in person or ordering by phone, mention Hot Topics Talk Radio for 15% off your purchase. Shades of Africa, for the mind, body, and spirit.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to Man to Man Radio. So, look, go over to the website. Go over to hottopicstalkradio.com/sponsors. And check out the sponsors. You know, it's some good stuff on there. And then, you know, mention the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network. And, of course, you got to let them know that you're listening to Man Radio. You know what I mean? So look, Chris, before we went to break, here's the thing, man. You know how it is. You know, when you're dating and stuff, you know, everybody's trying to put their best foot forward. You know what I mean? Like, the makeup is on point for the ladies. You know, we always got our smell goods. You know, we might even open up doors, you know. We not farting in front of each other.
I mean, everything is just perfect, right?
Right. You know, then there's like that weird moment. There's a weird moment. I don't know how it happens, but it's a weird moment. Right. When it happens, it goes down, like, you know, where it's just like, I didn't know you did that. Like, why do you do that? You know, and us men, you know, we're guilty of it too, you know. And sometimes it could be a deal breaker, bro. Have you ever had that experience with you?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'll tell you like this. There's been some times where I done looked at women. I said, y'all nasty. Y'all are nasty. I mean, like I said, don't get me wrong, because I done heard women say the same thing about men. And you know what? Hey, I'm never going to applaud nastiness on any side. We not going to cover up nothing. If it's nasty, it's nasty. You know, it's just, I don't know. You begin to see how people are raised. But my thing is this, you know, when you're in a relationship, I just, and like I said, I'm guilty of it too. I done got comfortable in certain aspects, but I done pulled myself together. Like, I don't think I've ever had to have somebody say, well, look, why don't you step up and start doing this for yourself so you can start looking better? Like, I usually catch my own self slipping. But I don't know, man. Some people just start slipping, and they fall. They slip and fall.
Right.
They don't even catch themselves.
No, I understand, man. That's the truth right there, man. I mean, you know, we all, I think, like, one of the biggest things to me is sometimes you can get, like, in a relationship, the person can get too comfortable to where they just say the very first thing that comes to their mind. And it's like, yo, you didn't even, like, think. Like, you're real disrespectful, you know. So I don't do the disrespectful thing. Like, you know, I can't deal with that. That's one of those deal breakers for me. You know,
okay,
so
put it like this. Are we going to start right there? We're going to start with just the disrespect side? Because I'm telling you, we got a lot of places we can go with this. I'm saving the best topic for last, which is weight. That could be a whole topic all by itself. But, you know, we can just start right there. If that's what you
Man, want. Let's go with the weight. We won't go with the weight. We won't go with the weight yet. But the disrespect sometimes, I think. You know how you get too comfortable, you're in a relationship, you just start, you know, saying whatever the hell's on your mind, you know, because when you were dating in the beginning, isn't it true that you would do everything, be Rico Suave, you know, pull your Danville card. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, baby, baby, woo, woo, woo. You know? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit, your arms aren't broke. Open the door. Go ahead. You good? I mean, when does that switch happen, you think? After like 2 months, 3 months, a year?
Man, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It just, it all depends. And sex has a lot to do with it. Because especially, see, I always looked at it like as far as coming from a man's side, you know, once we really get sex, it kind of changes the perspective of the whole relationship. Because, we're willing to go the extra mile. Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. We're willing to go the extra mile for it.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, if that's all she has to offer, then once the man gets that, it's pretty much like, you know, well, open your own damn door. Well, fucking, I ain't coming to pick you up then. You know what I mean? Like, you gonna give up because you don't really care about that person. So I don't know if it really has a time frame. I think it's just more of, I don't know, like, depending on where you are age-wise or how quick you gave it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true. Because, I mean, some guys, you know, they'll sit there and still do everything they did, you know, in the beginning. And some women will, too, you know, later on down the road. But I do think that there's that weird tug-of-war, you know, phase that every relationship goes through. And I think that stems from, you know, people being too comfortable, you know, where it's really just too comfortable where, you know, either a woman is talking down to her man, being disrespectful that way, you know, where she looks at him like a child, you know what I mean?
And I'll be honest with you, that comes from depending on how that man probably carried himself too, because anytime a woman starts doing that, like later on in the relationship, she done pretty much got tired of some stuff. So that's why she's doing that, or that's why he's doing that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, this can go in so many different directions. See, I want to hear from some of the callers, man. So if you have a situation or you've been in a situation where, you know, somebody got too damn comfortable and you either stayed and worked it out, or how did you deal with it? See, that's what I want to know. I want to know how these people dealt with it. You know, because I mean, like, because like for me, you know, I'm the type of person where I just speak exactly what's on my heart, exactly what's on my mind, you know, and sometimes like the younger me, I'll be all the way honest. The younger me didn't always know how to tame my tongue the right way. Now, I was never to the point. Yeah, and I wasn't to the point where I'll call people out of their names or anything like that, but it would just be like, what are you doing? You know, like, what? You know, like, I would talk kind of crazy out the side of my neck, as my father would say.
I mean, I hear you saying it, but I don't hear what you were saying. I mean, you know, if you're going to say it, you're going to say it.
I would say all type of stuff. Like, I'm going to tell you one little thing to my wife. I'm gonna tell you one little thing that, maybe it's me, like for real, maybe it's me, but there's one thing that gets on my last nerve, and I think
what is it?
It's because, okay, all right, what I can't stand is when somebody drinks out of a cup, right? They get a drink, they drink out of a cup, and they leave a little bit of juice in it. You know, and then, you know, they leave it around on the counter, and then they go get another cup, you know, and then they mess around it, you know, they mess around it, get some water in that one, and then they leave that one there, and then they get some wine, and then it's another cup for that, and you got like 10 cups around the house or outside or all over the place, and I'm like, hold on, what the hell? Like, when we were dating, you didn't do that. Now, that might not be a big thing, you know, that might not be a big thing, but for me, like, that, like, kind of gets under my skin.
No, I can understand.
You know what I'm saying? And I hate that. Yeah. Man, I hate that shit. Like, I hate that. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even, like, I'm not a fan of that. Like, you have one cup. Rinse that shit out. Put it back. And maybe it's me because I'm anal. Put something else in there. Or finish the drink. How about that? Finish it.
he talking about, girl. Why you leave 30 cents left of juice left in that cup? You better drink that.
Right. Now look, you know, when we were dating in the beginning, you didn't do that. You know, everything was neat, everything was cool. You know, right? So I'm just saying, those are some of the things that get on my nerves. You know.
No, but I'll tell you though, and a lot of things change. It's not that you can't get comfortable in your relationship. My thing is, don't get too comfortable. Like, I'll tell you one thing that I don't do. I don't groom myself around her. And the reason why is because I like for there to still be some type of mystery, some type of, you know, damn, he cleaned himself up good. I don't know. I don't never see him do it, but I notice that it's always done. Like, I feel like there should be some type of level of, like, mystery or, you know, just
something like that.
Because, like, you know, like, one thing that bothered me, and you know, like I said, some people will say when you get comfortable in your relationship, it shouldn't matter. Hell no. Nah. Don't fart in front of me. God damn, don't fart in front of me. I don't like that shit. I ain't gonna do it in front of you. Don't do that shit in front of me. Nasty motherfucker.
Oh my
God. Like
that shit. Don't do it in front of me.
I didn't get you like that. So why you gotta do that to me now? You know, like, you know,
right.
Slide out or whatever, it is what it is. But if you're just sitting up here, we having a conversation, and all of a sudden, I'm just going to look
right.
Like the nastiest person on earth, because I can't believe you would just disrespect me like that. And some people be like, disrespect? That's natural. That's natural. Get some natural, nasty ass away from me.
Man, I remember one girl told me a long time ago, man, she was like, I'm lowering my blood pressure. I almost fell out. I almost fell out. I literally died when I heard that. I was like, Lord, no. Lower your blood pressure by yourself.
Right.
You know. But I think that happens sometimes. The whole bait and switch type thing. You know, the whole bait and switch.
But why get that comfortable?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Are you that comfortable?
Well, no, I'm comfortable with my wife, but I'm not like...
Nah. Don't sugarcoat it. I asked you if you're comfortable.
No, I'm not.
You fart in front of your wife.
Do I fart in front of my wife?
Yes, do you fart in
front
of your
wife?
Is that
what you said? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Nasty,
and I stick my
nasty.
Chest. Yeah, no, I'm not. And I stick my chest out, too, when I do it, because I'm a man. Yes.
You hear that? That ain't the most heaviest shit I've ever heard in my life.
No, that's just me. I'm just saying, that's what I do. I'm not going to lie, you know.
But why are you comfortable doing that? Why are you that comfortable?
Because I'm able to do it. I'm able to do it around her. I mean, she don't do it around me, thankfully. You know,
thank
my
God.
Whole mindset. Yeah, she don't do it around me. I'm real thankful because that right there would just, my whole vision would just be, like, different.
Well, this is my thing. Look how you responded to it. She did that. So what you think she thinking when you do it? I'm so thankful for this lovely fart. You just blessed us with.
You got dang right. You got dang right. That's exactly what she thinking. Oh my God.
My thing is this.
That's
it's
hilarious.
Okay to get comfortable in your relationship, but like I said, getting too comfortable, like I said, doing stuff like that, you know, like I said, we talked about the way earlier, because, okay, I'll go on and talk about the men.
Okay, you and I might disagree a little bit on the whole weight thing, but, well, let's see. I'm going to see where you're going with it.
Oh, you want to go there now?
Well,
okay,
I mean, I'm just saying.
You
brought it back up.
My thing is this. Okay. When I met you, I'm not saying that you have to still be wearing the same clothes, especially if you have kids, because, like, shout out to the women for having kids. At the end of the day, the most amazing thing ever. And as a man, if you don't understand that, something wrong
with
you.
Don't try to sound like me.
But at the end,
don't try to sound like me.
Ain't nobody sounding like you. I'm coming.
You trying to clean
real
it up.
Place of what I see. Ain't nobody cleaning nothing up.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways.
Man.
But like I said, at the end of the day, shout out to the women. You know, like I said, man, if you don't understand that, it's something wrong with you. Because like I said, women go through a lot. But my thing is this. If you're not happy with your weight and you ain't doing nothing about it, you're too damn comfortable. At the end of the day, it's okay that, you know what I'm saying, you done gained some weight over the years. And like I said, this is not just for women. It's for men as well. Because at the end of the day, how you met that person, they should still see that same person they fell in love with, not the nigga they settled with. And that's what I feel like ends up happening a lot of times. I think people get too comfortable in their relationship, and it's like, you know, you don't want to be shallow, you know, so it's like at the end of the day, it's your job to say, you know, I love my wife. I love my wife no matter what she look like. Yeah, you know, I love my wife no matter what she look like too, but damn it, if you get big as hell, I'm going to tell you about it. That's just keeping it real. Because like I said, ain't nobody about to sit up here with Fat Albert, and I didn't get Fat Albert. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't want Fat Albert.
Hey, it sounds cold, but at the end of the day, it's real talk. And that goes for men, too. At the end of the day, your girl met you, you was in the gym. You look pretty nice. You had a six-pack. Now it looks like you're having six-packs every day after work. That's a problem.
A six-pack every day after work?
It's a problem. Like I said, I'm not, like yeah. I said, it's not just about men. It's not just about women. It's just at who we are.
I think it's both sides. Yeah, you're right.
It definitely is. And my thing is this.
I agree.
You need to remind yourself what you used to like about yourself. If you're uncomfortable with something, it's something wrong if you're in a relationship and you're not trying to do nothing to adjust that. Now, there are some people that have issues that can't do nothing about it. And you know what? It is what it is. I'm sorry for that. And, you know, we have to be sensitive about that. But damn it. Because, you know, oh, my God.
Oh.
I'll tell you one thing that pissed me off. Hold on. I'm going to tell you this because, oh, this shit pissed me off. When I go to the grocery store and I see a fat person that's not handicapped, but they in the goddamn motorized cart, if that don't piss me, if that don't piss everybody off, I don't know. That just, it bothers me to see people that's so heavy set and that don't want to work out at all. Can't even walk in the damn store. You going to get the shit that's keeping you looking the way you look, and you can't even work for that.
You know what's funny, Chris? I'm reading right now. There's a bunch of people going back and forth on our producer's timeline right now about this topic,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably gonna butcher this name, so I'm gonna try to say it the best possible way. Okay, the name
yeah,
is. I promise. It's Abibi Fahudi, but Abibi Fahadi. I think that might be. Something like that.
I think the first one.
Hottie? Okay. Okay. So let's just go with that. Let's call it a vision. Vision said,
uh-huh.
Stop putting love in the meals. Damn. That's a cold one right there.
What you mean? What do you think he means by that, though?
I mean, well, you know, I mean, just I only thing I can think of is, you know, the person gets too comfortable and they just put some instant stuff on there I mean, you have to have one day to, I don't know. Visions need to call in.
I'm trying to fill that out. Cause you know, don't put your love into a meal. I'm really trying to figure out what
stop putting love. Yeah.
Oh,
stop putting love in meals. Maybe they stop putting love in meals cause they don't love that person no more. Maybe that's what it
could
is.
Could be. But like maybe. I said, just going back to the weight thing, you know, I feel like that's something that really plagues a lot of relationships, you know, nowadays. You know, and I think that more people have to be mindful of that. You know, my thing is this. When we first got with each other, when we first started dating each other, and I'm just talking just as a whole, just all of us, you know, we always put our best foot forward. You know, we wanted to look our best, do our best, be our best. And I honestly think that should never change. Now, I'm not saying you have to maintain that all the time because there are be days where you slip, where you're not yourself. But my thing is your goal should try to still be that person. You know, like I said, I think when you don't try to keep things mysterious, then that's when people get too comfortable because it's like they ain't seen everything. They know everything. You know, that's why I feel like sometimes you got to do some different things so that way you throw people off. You can't. My thing is this, if you're with each other for a long time, at the end of the day, you're going to start pretty much seeing consistencies and knowing who this person is. But sometimes you have to do something to kind of throw a person off. And I feel like we get too comfortable and we don't think about throwing that person off. It's just like, well, shit, she know I ain't going to do it anyway. So all she's going to do is get mad. She'll get over it tonight. We'll talk. We'll get over it tomorrow. It'll be the weekend.
You think it's
the kids gonna have sports.
So you think it's like a taken for granted type of situation? Like,
oh, it definitely
like whatever.
Is.
Okay.
It definitely
okay.
is. Like I said, it's like I told you about that whole scarf thing last week, and I know you didn't agree with me with that, but it's
when I first got with you,
did you have that scarf? Huh?
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's the whole wraps. Okay, scarves and wraps are different. Right?
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. Because I don't agree with the scarf thing, but
we already talked about that though.
I know we did.
We already talked
about it. Making sure there's clarity. You know.
Don't butcher me. Don't butcher my thing, though, because at the end of the day, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
I'm
the crib blue.
This is
the
for
the white
listener.
Blue rag, the black rag. I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's just tacky.
You know, I'm talking about when you're going out to the store and your little chicken bun hanging out the bottom of it, and you got on some holy shorts, or you got on some, like I said, should nobody, and this is just for all women in general, never step outside looking half-ass. Period.
Wait, Chris, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm looking at the comments from a BB Fahudi, you know, Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is the other one. It says, I think a woman is comfortable when she suggests her man to seek other women. What?
That ain't comfortable. That's when she done with you.
I want a BC for who do you call in? Man, I don't know. Hey, you never know. Hey, call in. See what I want to hear what you got to say. I want to hear what's going on, because they going in right now. I mean, they going in. I'm just like, okay, yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, I want to call. I want to press that one button.
You know they done got comfortable when you done did something stupid and you expected her to say something and she just didn't say nothing to you. And you sitting up there
right.
Like, damn, like, I was expecting her to yell or do something.
Yeah,
no, but
yeah, that's true.
But I'm just saying, it's just one of those things where I feel like it's just being more mindful of certain things. Like I said, the way you present yourself on a daily basis. Like I said,
right.
I feel like women should never step outside looking crazy. You know, like I said,
yeah.
If you look back in the day, it's like women carry themselves differently. You know, men, you know, they've always
But us
been
men too, we
more.
Well but us
but
men too, everybody and their mom
work.
Wanna Yeah, hard workers, but even still now I think sometimes we think our woman isn't going anywhere. We get too comfortable and we don't even pursue them. Like, that's a thing that us men are guilty of.
Definitely,
we don't even really pursue
them.
You feel me?
Ugh.
Like,
yeah.
That right there to me, like, that gets on my nerves, man. Because I'll look at some relationships and stuff and I'll be like, dang, you don't take your girl out. You don't just hold hands with her. You don't really do nothing. Like, you don't even pursue her. Like, you treat her like she's the help. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like that right there gets under my skin. So if it's getting under my skin when I'm just watching it sometimes, you know.
Well, think about it.
That,
it's like when you're in a relationship, there's a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, one thing I always tell people, because it's like, you know, I remember, you know, me and my girl, I got into it about this a long time ago. And she was like, oh, I just remember we used to go out to dinner all the time and we used to do all this stuff. And I had to look at her. I said, that was before we had a bunch of bills. Like, that's all the time.
There's nothing wrong with going out.
No, there's nothing wrong with going out. Like, wait a minute, we ain't going to dinner all the damn time. It's the first.
Right.
I don't know what
you
got to
get up there and cook a meal, huh? Man.
You better get in that kitchen all them groceries we just bought.
You better show me how romantic you are. Light some candles up in this month.
No, but it's just like, you know. But I'll be honest with you, and that's something that I think sometimes we lose sight of, because we'll get into these relationships, and you know, real life sets in. You know, you got bills, you got different things that hit you, and you forget to do those little things. Right, you forget to do those little things like go out. But it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know, because I think I had a couple that actually we were talking to at the time, and they told us how they would do certain things. Hell, I even had a couple that said, hey, we got date night every Tuesday. So what we do every Tuesday, we go out to a restaurant, and we just go chill, have some drinks. It don't matter if we're there for an hour. We just make sure we
That's
spend
cool.
that time with each other. And I thought that was dope, because at the same time,
that is good.
They were being mindful of everything, and they had three kids.
Yeah, I think,
but
that's true, because I think a lot of times couples, you know, in relationships, it's easy to get distracted from each other with kids or with events or with everything. It's hard, you know, and then once the kids grow up, you guys literally have to find each other all over again. And that's
right.
That sucks, man. Like, I think that's dope that your friend does that, man. That's like real.
But see, let's talk about the issues, though, that come with that. Because, see, a lot of women, you know, when you're in your relationship for so long, you can start getting so attached to your children and really clinging on to your children that you start to lose your man.
Not showing
and
love.
Guess what?
Your man. Yep.
When you lose your man, exactly. And it's not about the side chick like he's sleeping with her and doing stuff like that. But understand this. It's somebody that's going to start getting his attention at some point. So
if
you're not putting your attention there, you know, then that's what's going to happen. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing for men, because one thing that's really notoriously bad for us is that we get so comfortable in the relationship. We'll think she ain't going to never step out on me. Boy.
Right. She ain't going to do that.
Look, I work in a business where women is cheating on their husband all the time. So what I'm telling you you better get your mind right. You better understand something. You ain't got.
How do you know? How you know the women are cheating, Chris? What they do? What did they tell you? They be like, I'm cheating.
They don't. They don't tell me like that. You just, like I said, you hear stuff around work. You see stuff, and at the end of the day, it's sad because it's like you see that and you're trying to figure out, like, man, like, how did it get to that point? But at the same time, like, one thing I always tell people, and most people will never agree with me on this, when stuff like that is going down, there's a breakdown within that relationship. I'm never going to condone cheating, but what I will say is it's never going to be just a one-sided thing. But then again, I can't really say that.
Every action causes a reaction.
Well, that's the thing, because there are some, like I had a homeboy I was talking to, like, a long time ago, and me and him was just chopping it up just about, like, you know, how life is different now, how, you know, everything has changed. And I told him, I said, one thing that bothered me is when a man will tell me he has everything. His girl is good, she does everything, she works hard, blah, 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 and then he still do something around behind her back. Like, that bothers me right there. Then you're just a greedy person.
Yeah, he's a greedy.
Like, you got it good. If you got it good, like, what's your problem? You know what I mean?
Well, but see, then that goes back to, like, remember why we talked about why the men cheat, you know? Like, that was, like, one of the first shows we did. You know, I mean, because there's going to be the greedy cheater out there, you know? I mean,
right.
It just is what it is. But with women doing that, I mean, every action has a reaction. And I like what you said. You know, don't just stop doing the things that you, that person. You know, I like what you said that last week, because that's the truth. Do what you did to get me to keep. Straight up. And that's to us men and women. You know.
So stop riding in front of your girl then.
Nah, I don't want to do that. I feel like a superhero when I do that. I feel like I deserve that passing gas moment.
Something wrong with you.
Hey, but you know what's funny though? Like, honestly, my wife cringes, man. I might have to start taking gas at sometimes. Because, like, honestly, my wife be cringing. She look at me. This disgusting book when I do it sometimes. You know, I'm not.
And yet you keep doing it.
Yeah, and you know what
that's,
I tell her?
That's called getting too comfortable.
Hey, you know what I tell her?
What?
I'm lowering my blood pressure.
You a mess, man.
No, I'm just messing.
No, but let's have a real moment on that, though. Because my thing is. We do see signs of things where it do bother people. So isn't that
definitely
something that we should begin to start working on and do something different? So if you just said that right now, does that mean you're going to stop doing that?
Well, see, that's a good point. That's a good point, and I'm glad you're bringing that up, because I want to take a quick break and then answer that question for you. Is that cool?
That's cool, bro.
All right, cool. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Man to Man Radio. I know you're listening. You know, let us know you're alive out there. Press 1. Join the conversation on Man to Man Radio, okay? Let us know you like it. Let us know you dislike it. Just let us know you're alive. We're listening. You're listening right now to Man to Man Radio, Richard and Chris, and we'll be right back.
The Urban Sentinel, providing news that gives you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The amazing Urban Sentinel, featuring national news, community news, entertainment, sports, business, and national events. For all the news 7 days a week, visit their website at urbansentinel.com. The amazing Urban Sentinel, in digital and in print, in English and in Spanish. For additional information, ad placement, and print delivery, contact Reginald Kearney at area code 301-661-3989. The Urban Sentinel, where news is the only priority.
All right, y'all. Make sure you go over to the HotTopicTalkRadio.com website /sponsors to check out more information on our sponsors. And also check out the other shows on the Hot Topics Talk Radio, you know, network. There's a lot of good shows. You know, we got Hot Topics and we got Real World News. You know, it's some good stuff that goes down on Tuesday night. You know, so make sure you check it out Tuesdays and also on Wednesdays. All right. So, again, that's HotTopicsTalkRadio.com/sponsors. All right. So, Chris, I love that question because right before we went to break, you said, so if you know it bothers a person, wouldn't mm-hmm. that be, you know, wouldn't that be good reason to change, or wouldn't that be some reason to basically make a change, or why do you keep doing it, you know?
Right.
And it doesn't just relate to passing gas. I think that
right.
that's an excellent
that's
question.
A small topic. Mm-hmm.
No, it's an excellent question because if you're trying to build something with somebody, like us fellas or women, if we're trying to build something in a relationship that's going to last forever, and your partner mm-hmm. does something that bothers you, are you going to have that real conversation, you know?
Right.
And really try to make that change to please that person. You know,
and most of the time it's no.
Question. Well, why do you think it's no?
Because as we get older, we start feeling like at the end of the day, this is me. So I'm going to continue to do me because this is what I've been doing my whole life. And I think that's part of the reason
ego.
Why a lot of people don't change. That and just because they just feel like that's a good excuse to get away with. But it's really not. You know, I always feel like no matter how old you get, you should be willing to learn and change and be,
definitely.
You know, do something different. You know, you should never just
I
be
agree.
Stagnant in the way in your ways. But, you know,
no,
people
I agree,
use
man.
That excuse.
Yeah, all the time. You just hit the nail on the head, man. Well, this is how I am. This is how I was when you got with me. You knew this about me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's like, and it's like, okay, well, if that was you, you know, even then, don't you want to grow as a person? You know,
exactly.
You want to work out so it's better for your heart. Like, granted, I'm not trying to make you skinny. I just want your heart to be okay.
Talk about
that's maybe why you should lose some weight, because you know you got fat around your heart, and I don't want you dying because we got these kids. You know what I'm saying?
You got fat around your heart. That's nice,
man. Hey, I'm just saying. There has to be a way, but you know what? There has to be a way to effectively communicate. You know?
Right. Right.
Because if you just say, you know, you're tired, you know, and this and that, then at the end of the day, the person's just going to look at you like, okay, this person's tired. Okay. They'll be mad for a little bit and they'll get over it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that helped me out because I remember even in the beginning of my relationship, me and her was both blowing up like pumpkins. And the thing was, I'm asking
y'all
her
want that good
bad.
Love.
Look, I'm asking her, do I look fresh? She's talking about, no, you look good. And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, something ain't right. I'm not feeling too good. But see, my thing is, I can always tell when I'm gaining weight because I see it in my face. And I'm like,
man,
my face
too.
Looking like a goddamn jack-o'-lantern. So what I told her is, said, look, it had me so mad, though, when I finally realized I was fat, I told her I didn't trust her no more. I said, because the fact that you allowed me to go around looking like this, and you sitting up here telling me lies. I said, I don't trust you no more. Your judgment is.
Damn.
I don't trust your judgment, girl.
Man.
But, you know
hey,
what?
But I think
but
everybody
I think,
goes through that, though. She probably didn't know how
yeah,
to tell you like,
do.
That you were getting pudgy. That's what it was. She
right.
probably didn't know
but
how
see,
to tell
that's
you.
That's the thing. I always learn how to check myself in certain situations so I can get myself back in order. But, like, one thing was, okay, I was getting myself in order, but she wasn't. So then I started making it to where it's like I was getting on her. Like, well, you see, I go to work out. You see, I do this. Like, you need to do the same. And we argued about this for a while. And then I had somebody actually
yeah.
tell me, like, look, you know, instead of arguing, why don't you show her? Or why don't you
right.
get her? Instead of doing your own thing, why don't you take her with you and actually start making sure she does it with you? Or just encourage her a little bit more versus just saying it. And
right.
it made a lot of sense because, you know, and to be honest with you, I feel like that applies in every aspect, not just for weight, but just for everything. Because you can spend so much time nagging and arguing about the same old stuff and getting the same results, but yet you're still
no,
doing
you're right.
the same old thing.
You're right. No, you're right. And, you know, I mean, I think every relationship goes through that to a degree, unless you marry a physical trainer and you're a physical trainer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I think every relationship has that comfortable – phase. You know, me and my wife mm-hmm. went through that comfortable phase. You know, I was bouncing back and forth looking like Luther Vandross, dog. I mean, I was just, you know,
okay.
skinny one minute, big one minute. You know, I'm telling yeah. you, you know, I felt just like it was crazy, man. But look, it looks right. like we got a caller that's calling in on the 313, man. Let's bring him on. You want to bring him on? I want to bring him on.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
So we got a caller calling in from 313. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Ramon, calling from Detroit. Old town.
Hey,
USA.
What's up, Ramon? Welcome
what's
to
up,
the
Ramon?
Show, man.
Thank you. Okay, my boy is listening, but he's real scared to get online to ask this question. So I want to ask the question for him, okay? But I got to set up the situation first, okay? Okay, he been
Wait, is he playing the shy boy? Is he playing the shy boy role right now? Tell him there's no women on the line. He can just talk to us. It's all good.
No, he being a Mitch right. He being a real Mitch right now.
Oh, okay.
At least he being honest about it.
Mitch he being real. I like Ramon already. All right, Ramon, what's the question, man?
Okay, just the situation. He been dating this girl for about three months, right? And she hasn't really been to his house yet. So he had to work today. This actually happened today. He had to work, but he was expecting a package from UPS. So he gave his girlfriend the keys to his house to wait for the package because he was really expecting the package. So while he was waiting, she cleaned his apartment. I mean, really cleaned it. And
she went through his shit.
So now he's debating. Now he's debating, should he dump her? And I told him, give her her pink slip now, because she went through your stuff, dude. You know.
Chris, because I'm gonna go too. Go ahead.
All right, so this is my thing. She had never been to his place, and he honestly thought that she was just gonna sit there and wait for a package, watching Love and Hip Hop on the DVR.
Wait, hold on. That's his damn fault, Ramon. How the hell are you gonna get this woman a key to your spot? And expect her not to go through something. She's not a dog. You don't say, okay, go right there, sit. Good girl. You don't do that. If you don't want her going through your stuff, you don't leave her alone to go through your stuff.
My thing is this, because there's a bigger thing there. Because he's upset about something because he thinks she might have found something. Is that why he's talking about shitty dumper?
I just think the fact that, because, like the thing is about us men, we're very territorial. And our apartments, our homes, our apartments is our man cave. For her to clean his stuff, that was a violation. And of course, she went through his office, his dresser, his desk, the medicine cabinet, and all that stuff. Probably, she even cleaned the refrigerator. And I said, dude, she really crossed the line. You know, because that's how women try to move in. That's how women try to move in.
Let's look at it from another perspective, if that's okay, Ramon. Just real quick, okay? They've been dating for 3 months, right?
Yeah.
About 3 months. What if she's trying to not impress him, but press upon him the type of woman that she is, that she has his back? She knows that he's working, that he's busy, so she's trying to be that woman to take initiative and, like, let me straighten up a little bit. You know, just to make sure that you're good when you come to the house, because those are some of the qualities that your boy is going to look for in a wife.
Well,
maybe
actually,
he's just not comfortable enough yet with her.
Actually, no, he's like me. He's from New York. We both from New York, and he's a lefty. We both left-handed, and we both.
You don't want nobody touching your shit.
Yeah, he's not a slob, but he can find. He has organization and chaos. And he mad right now because I called him. He looking at me all dirty because I called him a Mitch. But I mean, I told him you need to let this chick go. You really need to let me ask you this.
Wait, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead. Well, I was gonna say real quick. We both got too much to say to Ramon.
Boy, if you tell me to
go ahead, man.
If he didn't let her in there, because my thing, how old is he?
Okay. I'm 42, so he's 40. He's 40.
Okay.
And
so
she's 34.
She's 34. Okay.
It's been 3 months, and he still ain't let her come to his house? What kind of game is he playing, man?
I don't think it's no game. I don't think he's running. Are you running game, Thomas? He said no. He's not running game.
You told him their name.
Wait, why is Thomas so bothered?
I'm gonna tell you like this, Ramon. Hey, Ramon, I'm gonna tell you like this. We ain't never robbing no stores. We ain't robbing no banks.
We ain't robbing no banks with you, Ramon. Richard Hall, why you park right there?
I'm just saying.
Don't
Michigan
put the getaway car right there.
I'm just saying, Michigan is not a three-strike state. That's all I'm grateful for. It's not a three-strike state. I'm just grateful for that.
Man, I heard
man.
That's
but
what's
hold on.
Up.
But it's you telling him to leave her, though, right? It's not him. But he's thinking about it, but it's you telling him to leave her.
Yeah, I'm telling him he need to leave her alone because women love to pee on things that they can that they try to claim. She trying to – he don't like nobody
what's
touching
wrong with
his
that?
Stuff. But the thing is
– is he just hitting it and quitting it or what? What's he doing?
No, he's
what you trying to
no,
do?
No, actually, Thomas, y'all good together, right? Y'all good together. So they good together.
He's just
but
trying
he,
to hit it. Does he take her out in the daytime?
No, actually, the daytime is where friends go out. That's the friend zone magnet when y'all
that's
go to the daytime. Yeah.
does he make her go through the side door at night to come over to visit him?
No, actually, she climbs through the bedroom window.
Oh. I'm so done. Oh my god, that is hilarious. Oh my god.
All right, but fellas,
I don't think he's done with him.
Hey,
Ramon, you the man, man.
Yo, tell Tony I love. Tell Tony I love her. Yes, baby.
I hear you.
You did it
yourself. You killed Thomas.
Hold on, Tony. She must be pissed.
Okay.
She must be pissed if she just opened up the line.
Hold on, fellas. Tony, who's the one person you love the most on the East Coast?
You.
I need to put you on the spot.
Thank you.
Hold on.
I love
so
you,
we
Ramon,
not only found
Garrett.
Out, we not only found out that Ramon be breaking up relationship, but he also a pimp. Hey, Tony, tell me something. Who got the best smile that you like all day long?
Hey, I like Ramon, man. Make sure you call us back again, Ramon. You the man, man. I like your energy,
you know
dog. That's good.
Ramon is crazy as hell.
I have been knowing Ramon for a number of years, okay? And he's nuts. But you tell Thomas that he knows damn sure that that girl is nothing but a hit it and a quit. That's it. If he doesn't want that woman in his house, after 3 months of dating, now that's exactly what it is. He's not fooling nobody. He's not fooling this
mm-hmm.
woman.
Tony, you're bringing the fire back, Tony. You're bringing the fire back. You really bring the fire
back. I know I am. I know.
And let me keep it all the way 100 with that, too. For her to be that age and it took her that long to get to this man's house, she ain't nothing but a hit and quit it type woman anyway. Because I'll tell you like this.
So.
I don't know where they've been. Look, watch this.
Where do they go
and lay down at? Like, are they getting hotels? Like, what
are
they doing?
Thomas, now hold on. He's on speaker. Thomas, do y'all go to the spot or you go to? Oh, he said they go to her house.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see.
So hold on. Well, hold on. I got a question real quick. Hold on. Okay. She's never been to the house.
No.
What made him just even say, yeah, you know what? Even though I'm always at your house, I decide I'm going to give you a key today. What really made him do it? I'm going to give you a key today.
He really needed that package from UPS. He really needed that package.
Oh, you
no,
know,
he
could have left special instructions. He wanted his house clean.
Exactly.
That's what he wanted.
What happened was.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have no lock on his phone. And he left it sitting on the dresser while he was in the shower. And at the last minute, he realized, shit, she out there.
Exactly.
Man, no. You know what? Hey, real talk. Tell your boy this is what you call a teachable moment. He needs to make this a teachable moment.
I agree.
That's what he needs to make this.
Do you hear what they're saying? Mitch, hold on, Mitch. Do you hear what they're saying to you? You don't get it.
This
you
is
really
a teachable moment.
Mitch Thomas. We got a first and last name.
Damn. No. Mitch is just the surname that he gave him, dog. That's just, I'm going to steal that one. Hey, you acting like a Mitch.
No, but seriously, look, I'm going to be real, though. Man, tell that boy to leave that girl alone. and to continue to date that girl. At the end of the day, that's what women do. Women gonna always be touching shit. That's their problem in the first place. So at the end of the day,
they gonna always touch.
Excuse me.
You're right. That's what I'm saying.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You
really
saying
that, Katie?
Please don't get Tony mad. Please don't
get
Tony.
Hold on.
Really?
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you like this. No, because you know what? I didn't even talk about shit like that tonight. But you know what? God dang it! It be sometimes I sit something down and I go and do something. I come back and it's not there no more. Who told you to tell me?
And that's whose problem.
Who told
your problem?
Did it have your name on it? Did it tell you I need to be picked up?
Y'all gonna be on this all night. Y'all gonna be on this one all night. Y'all ain't going. Y'all gonna, this gonna be tonight and next week.
But that's some truth right there. That's some. Hey, what did Go ahead, Chris.
I'm just saying, women gonna touch stuff. So at the end of the day, I'm not gonna knock her for it going through. At the end of the day, if she told you she was cleaning, she was snooping. You know she was.
But
you left the door. You opened the door for it. So it is what it is. Don't
yeah, he did.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Understand what you did.
Make it a learning
understand
moment.
What you did. Right.
Yep. Make it a learning moment because look, just as bad as he feels for her going through the stuff, Chris, like real talk, he's mad about her going through stuff. He needs to be mad at his damn self for giving her the key. The package was important.
That must be some good coochie.
That's what I'm saying. She put that thing on him. That's what it was. Here, baby. Go ahead.
Look. Wow, she was right.
That's what she did.
Baby, can I go get that? Baby, can I get that package for you? Bro, you sure the hell can, baby. I love
you. Sure
you
sure the hell can.
Oh, my God.
Do that.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what happened.
All right, fellas. Thank you. But I appreciate it, though, man.
Tell Thomas
that.
To ask her if she's part of the problem or part of the solution.
What's up, Tony?
Before
go
you
ahead,
go, Ramon, I just want you know what I want to say this because I really do miss you on WLUV. I do. So we got to talk because I might have a proposition for you. Okay.
I know. I really miss doing talk. What they doing tonight? You know, I was doing every day for 3 hours, and I miss it. But you know what happened?
Oh, that's what's up.
You know, but I really miss doing talk radio, and I'm trying to get my fire back. But Tony, I'll inbox you my number. You call me anytime, fellas. Keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all are with the voice of. Okay, good. Y'all talking to the voice of the West Coast. Y'all stick with her. I'm the king of Detroit, but that's the voice of the West Coast. So, man, much love. All
that's
right.
What's up, man.
Aww.
Hey,
man.
Ramon. Hey, real talk, Ramon. I appreciate you calling in tonight, man, and you have the deepest condolences for your mother, man. For real.
All right.
Hold on.
Yes,
keep holding it down.
Y'all do know what a Mitch is. Y'all do know what a Mitch is, right?
Man, go ahead. Just so our listeners will know. Break it down. It's Thomas. Thomas is a Mitch.
He's a man. He's being a man, bitch. That's what he's being.
Oh my God. He needs a hand clap for that
one. You. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm talking
yes,
about
he
you.
Does.
the fact that we ain't hearing no tussling in the background confirms it.
Right.
All right. Put me back on mute before I start saying stuff. Hey guys, God be blessed, y'all. Great show.
Hey, be blessed, man.
All right.
Alone. Okay, you guys have a caller. Actually, have two callers waiting. Caller from the 201. Would you like to bring them in?
Yeah, let's bring them in. Why not? Let's bring them in. Okay. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm going to go back into the shadows. 201, you're on Man to Man Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Who are we talking to?
Hey, how's everybody doing? This is Raymond Bass. I'm calling in from Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hey, Raymond. Welcome from New Jersey. What's on your mind?
I'm doing great. Some really great conversations going on here. So I actually only listened to the show just right now for a little bit. First time calling, first time listening. But I saw this title, and I was very enticed by it. Your title of the show was Man to Man, Don't Get Too Comfortable in Your Relationship. And I have a very interesting story to tell you guys about my most recent former relationship.
Uh-oh. Well, break it down. What's going on? What happened?
All right. So I was talking to this guy and eventually we got to the point where, you know, we were, you know, a couple, and you could say that we were official, whatever that means nowadays, who knows. And on my part, I was, you know, I still had, you know, that very famous, I don't know if you guys are aware of the Tinder app. I'm sure you guys have heard of it.
Oh yeah. Some of the listeners, they told us about that. I'm not on Tinder, you know, but I heard about that.
So the thing was, I had that app, and this was prior to my relationship with this individual. And I was on that app, and clearly that app is for those who are looking for somebody who are seeking whatever it may be through that app. And he, my partner at the time, he looked at my phone, and because, you know, I'm a very open guy, I'm not trying to hide anything. I know I've heard, you know, very interesting stories of people just keeping their phone on lock all the time and away from their respective significant others. But I was like, you know, go ahead, do whatever you want. I don't care. And he looked at my phone, and he saw that I had that Tinder app. And he was, for lack of a better phrase, pissed off.
Oh, okay. Well, see, here's the thing. Okay, if you dating somebody, right? Because so you didn't meet this person on Tinder, right?
No, I didn't actually. This was actually through a mutual friend of ours, Russell Davis.
Okay, so you know he was probably feeling some type of way, thinking that you probably trying to find somebody else. That's about.
I know he was, and I'm gonna be honest with you.
You were.
I didn't know the, I was, to put it short.
See?
But hear me out. I didn't know how serious this relationship was between me and this individual. And my words were really poor here, but when he confronted me about it, and it got pretty, you know, intense, confrontational, I ended up just saying, I'm just trying to keep my game up. And he got very, very upset at that I was trying to keep my game up in the sense that, you know, don't get too comfortable in your relationship, like the show's title says.
Wow. Now I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad that you said exactly what you said. Because here's the thing. Anytime you're trying to pursue something like for real, I know, like, if I was trying to pursue somebody, for real, at the end of the day, if they're trying to pursue somebody else on a dating website or just trying to keep things active or whatever the case may be,
that's what I'm doing.
Then they must feel too comfortable thinking that I'm not going nowhere. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's probably how he felt. He probably felt like you felt like he's not going nowhere or he's not good enough to stay around. So that's why I'm glad you called in, because you had to hear this. You know, because you were still looking for something that you didn't find in him. But you think, you know, that everything was cool enough to where, okay, I talked to him enough. We hung out enough. We, you know, we kicked it enough. So, you know, he's not going nowhere.
No, but see, at the same time, I understood where he was coming from, too, because it's like, you know, when you're dating, it's like at the end of the day, nobody really ever knows where it's going to go. So, you know, if you coming off of, you know, a couple of dates or a couple of different people, you're thinking at the end of the day, okay, I'm dealing with somebody. This person's going cool. Let me keep a couple of them in my back pocket.
Absolutely.
Just in case this don't go right, you know, I can,
pretty
much do what I need to do.
Yeah, and there it is. So that's why I'm glad you called in, man. I'm glad you called in and everything like that to say your perspective, like for real, man. So keep listening to the show, because we got one more caller that's coming on, because we're getting ready to close it out, okay? Wait, did we lose him? Oh, I think we lost him.
Yeah, we lost him.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to the next one. We're going to move on to the next call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got 2 minutes. Okay, I hope they stay on, because, you know, one thing I would say for sure is if you are trying to be in a relationship with somebody, whether they're a man or a woman, it don't matter. You got to be 100% true to yourself on what you're really trying to pursue. You felt too comfortable, you know, thinking that person wasn't going nowhere. He just had to let you know something. That's all it was. So, Tony, I heard earlier you said you had another call. Did they stay on?
Well, actually, they took themselves out of the queue. So that's it. We've got listeners, but no one else wants to speak.
Okay, cool. Man, this show went in so many different directions tonight, Chris. Thank you, Tony.
At the end of the day, it's like there's a lot of ways you can get comfortable, but you just got to, like I said, you got to stay true to yourself, be the person that you was from the beginning, and continue to always want to improve and be a better person. That's my thing. Don't get too complacent in your life to where you're comfortable just settling for just certain things. Always strive for better, be better. And that's my thing with it, you know?
Right. No, that's real. That's a good thought, man. I, you know, and in my final thought before Tony comes in real quick, man, Do what you did to get him to keep him. Do what you did to get her to keep her. That needs to, like, be engraved in your head. Seriously. Pursue the person that you're with. Don't just come on in and just, you know, act like that person's not going nowhere. Because you know what? There's somebody out there with a bigger thing than you, and there's somebody out there with a tighter thing than her. If that's what you signed up for, you know, then understand, you know, you're going to lose that person if it's just built on that premise alone, you know, so mm-hmm. Don't get too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable. That's my final thought, man. Tony, come on, line. I know you want to say something.
Oh, boy.
Now she don't want to say nothing. What's up, Tony? I know we're close to wrapping now.
I listened to a lot of the beginning of the show, or the most part of the show, and not until Ramon came on with Crazy Mitch Thomas. It was like, really?
Man.
So,
he is forever,
yeah,
Mitch Thomas.
But, yeah, I was done. You know, he just wanted a maid. That's it. So she was a snooping maid.
Oh, man, I like Ramon. He's like, cool.
Yeah, I kind of miss Ramon Garrett. Like I said, he was the host of WLUV in Detroit, and we've been knowing each other for quite a few years now. And he is a kick. He is. He is really a kick. So just glad he was able to catch you guys tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad he was too.
Well,
I'm also glad about the people on Facebook too that was coming in and, you know, chiming in on Facebook. Thank you guys. I don't know if you saw that, Chris, but gotta thank those listeners.
Yeah.
They were on
yeah.
Facebook going in.
Well, this the last comment on here was the things that I think, what was the question? What are the signs that your mate is becoming too comfortable in the relationship? The last one here is for you, Richard, and Isaac had commented and said farting. So that you guys share. Okay.
Hey, farting, buddy. You know what? Hey, check this out. You know what? This is the secret. You know the secret to that? What I tell my wife, honestly, I'd be like, you know, instead of getting into an argument with her, I'd be like, you know what, babe, you're right. I'm going to work on that. You're right, babe. I'm going to work on that. Yeah.
Tommy, I was up there laughing. I said, this man that talked about be better, do what you did to keep her, and I'm like, and you over here farting. I still can't. Let it go.
Hey, man, I'm lowering my blood pressure, man. I'm lowering my blood pressure.
Yeah, you're raising her.
Oh, my God. Exactly. I agree, Katie. I agree. Man, yes.
Oh, man.
I hear people doing stuff like that, and I think about you having shit stains in your drawers. Stop being nasty like that.
No, I don't have no stains. That's nasty. See, there you go. You always gotta take it there.
Why we gotta take it there? Riz Case. Really?
Because all I'm saying is it's nasty. Stop doing it. We killing it now. Women, like I said,
now look.
Y'all women. If y'all
let
women
me tell you
doing
something.
It, you're nasty, your stuff stink. If something wrong with
no.
you, do it in private.
Let me tell you something. I'm not gonna be 67 years old talking about, oh, excuse me, honey, let me pull over the car so I can go fart real quick. Man, I'm gonna fart in the car and we're gonna keep rolling on the freeway.
This is when the conversation tries to take a turn, because we make it seem like we just saying there's no reason why you should be doing it. Now, at the end of the day, I did say sometimes it'll slip out. But what I'm saying is you just sitting here watching TV and all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, that's different. I don't do that. No, I don't do that.
He's lying. Tony, he's lying. He defended it for too long. He's lying.
He just said.
Okay, maybe I'm lying. Maybe I'm lying, but it's okay.
He wasn't going to get out of the car. Yeah, he just said he wasn't. He wouldn't even pull over to get out of the car. So we know he nasty
Tony,
is.
Tony, he'd be the type of person that do it and keep the windows up.
I know.
Just turn the AC up, huh? Turn
Don't
the AC up,
everybody.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Just hurt everybody.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Hey. You got to go.
KV, you got a last. You got a last. Oh, jeez. Check your drawers.
Check your drawers.
You got a last.
Said, hey. So look, we got no drawers and check your drawers.
No, no.
Hey, you have officially been branded. You have officially
no.
been branded.
Hell no. Nah. Hell no.
Richard, check your draws, Hall.
Oh, damn. That's messed up. That's messed up. That is messed up. But you know what? It's okay. I'll take that. It's okay. Y'all can give me that for today. It's cool. I left myself vulnerable for that one. Yeah, y'all can have that one today.
You've been listening to KB and check your draws.
No. Oh my God, that's a good one. I'm gonna let you have that one, Chris. I'm gonna let you have that one. I'm gonna let you have that one. I'm gonna let you have that one.
Oh
man.
Oh my gosh. All right.
You
well,
probably sitting
I
there on the toilet naked
to
right
up.
Now. You probably asshole naked right now,
see,
Chris. I know you are sitting on the toilet.
Why
Tony,
we gotta do
Tony,
that?
Why? So
why?
He started interrupting you.
I know
he is.
What is
Wait,
that?
I hear an echo coming from Chris. Is there an echo
Look,
coming from Chris's phone?
Tony, he is trying
echo.
So hard. Tony, he is trying so hard right now.
All right, toilet bowl. Go ahead.
Listen here. Listen here. Check your drawers. Tony is trying to close
hey.
Out the show.
No problem, toilet bowl. Go ahead and close it out, Tony. Go ahead and close it out, Tony. You're listening to Check Your Drawers and Toilet Bowl.
Tony, you ain't gonna make it. Tony, it ain't gonna work. Tony, it ain't gonna work.
Oh man, okay. I'll be quiet.
Be quiet and check your drawers. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah. Go ahead, toilet bowl. I know the listeners hear the echo. They got to hear the
sick
echo.
Sick of you. I'm sick of you guys.
Toilet
oh,
bowl
geez.
And trek your jaws. That would be crazy if we really can't win for five.
I'm telling you like this. If you think that name is going to leave you, that is forever staying with you. You're not going to lose that name as long as I am. You will be taking your jaws.
All right, toilet bowl.
Hey, look. Until this turns into man to woman.
Oh, damn.
And that means he replaced me. So you are check your drawers hard.
No. Oh, man. That was good.
Sorry,
I'll give you that one.
Hey, that got a nice little
I'm like over here.
Check your drawers hard.
It does. It really does.
Oh, damn. You too, Tony.
You
for real.
You got me over here crying. Oh, my God. You got me crying. I can't even see the board. I can't see it. Oh, my God.
Hey, but it does rhyme, though. I'm not even going to lie. It does rhyme, but shit, I ain't going by that. Ain't no way in hell. I slap the first person that come up to me and say some crazy shit like that. I'm just saying, I slap them. Sorry.
So now with Man to Man Radio, Richard, check your draws, Hall.
Damn. See, now you have to make it official for real. That's how you doing me, Tony. That's messed up.
Hey,
I guess no love.
I'll tell you like that. Hey, stop doing nasty shit and you won't get the name, okay? I'm gonna call your wife in a month and I'm gonna report in. I'm gonna see if you've been fun. We might change it if you didn't change your way.
Hey. Did you just say you were gonna report in? Come on.
Oh my God. God.
It's hot over here. Stop it. I got to close the show. That's why I don't want to. Oh, and I got to catch my breath. I can't see. Oh, my God. I'm in tears over here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. A serious business.
There it is. You got it.
Chris, Tony, he wants to get this over as soon as possible. It's not going to work.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
All right, I'm going to try and be serious. I'm going to be serious, right. Serious. This is serious, you guys, okay? I can't.
You're listening to Man to Man Radio.
With Chris Toilet Bowl Smith.
y'all done changed. Look, that don't even go with nothing. Y'all done changed my nickname for no reason. This is how you know y'all got some problems. Look, he done came on the show with and said Chris KV Smith, and now all of a sudden now I gotta have a name because he ain't checked his draws. I got you.
Well, no, Chris, you know, hey, I remember that text you told me. You said, man, every time before the show, man, I sit in the bathroom, man. That's what you said.
Like women, he did say that. You're right. He did say that.
See?
He did.
So why you got to lie?
Fellas, he ought to be ashamed of himself.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
Listen here, no draws. Just because you got some extra shrimp in your freezer, don't give you the right to be talking crazy now.
Oh, man.
I don't care. I'll take it. I'll take no draws. I ain't never liked them anyway. So.
It's too damn hot anyway, huh? Okay? It's too damn hot. It's 114 degrees. Shoot.
Exactly.
I can walk around with no draws on. Shoot.
No, wait a minute. Your name ain't no draws. It's check your draws.
No, it's too late.
No,
it's too late.
You checking your draws.
Chris, it's too late. It's too late.
Oh, gee whiz.
All right, cool. Let's close it out.
All right. So, let me cue music.
You ready?
So, we've been listening to Man to Man Radio with...
Hold on. Let me go on and sing the song. Wait a minute.
Hey, you got
it. Bring it up. Here we go. Yeah, okay. So you got your stomach hurt. So your drawers are dirty. You pooping all day long.
Wait, was that LL, your impersonation of LL Cool J? Was that your...
He was licking his lip.
He was licking his lip and everything.
I need draws.
That's what he does when he's on the toilet. When I'm alone in this room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my belly call, telling me I need to shit.
Brother, this song is about you. Brother, this song
no, that's
is about
you.
Oh, God.
Oh,
we'll
okay.
Never get
I gotta
out of here,
go.
Man. We'll never get out of here.
I apologize.
You guys are killing me. Oh, my God. You're killing me.
All right, let's try this again. Yeah, we got LL Chris KV.
No,
I need toilet.
You've been listening to Man to Man.
I need a toilet.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
See, you know what? Wait. I can't. Oh, God.
You got to change the music.
Okay.
You got to change the music. We got to go with the remix.
Oh,
we got to go with the remix.
I don't even know what to change it to. You guys are killing me.
Oh, man.
Okay.
All right. We'll stop.
Maybe. Don't do LL. Okay.
No draw.
All right.
I need a toilet.
Tony, he is really trying to make it work. It's not going to happen.
It's working already. It's stuck. That's your name. It's stuck already.
I do like that hard. I let the joke come out. I let it die out. And then I bring it right back. Dirty draw.
Oh, dear Lord.
Man.
Seriously?
All right. I think we're done.
Okay.
I think we're done. If you
I
put
think,
the music
I
on, you know LL,
know
LL Toilet Man going to come
not,
back.
I don't know. I promise. I
yeah, you will. Yeah.
Say, check your draws. It's already in here. That's all you need to know.
I am
Wait,
done.
Like that,
I am every time you hear so that. Done. I am just so afraid to even play that outro. I really am.
Go ahead.
I am so afraid.
You know what that's, you know what
No,
that's
I'm not doing
go
it.
Go ahead.
What? What?
Oh, here we go.
This
here
is
we
my
go.
Song.
Oh, okay.
This
okay,
is my
okay.
song. All right. So, you've been listening to Man to Man Radio with Richard Hall and Chris Smith. So glad that you came and sat with us tonight. Thank you for calling in. This is Ramon Garrett of WLUV Radio Detroit. So glad to be able to talk to him tonight and to actually share with the other callers. And I'm really hoping that they enjoy the show. Just make sure that you follow Man to Man Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio under the Hot Topics Talk Radio Network. Stop sending me messages. Oh, my God. Also, make sure to join Man to Man Radio every Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Make sure to also follow them on Facebook under Man, the number 2, Man Radio. Oh, my gosh, what a funny show. These guys just keep me laughing. Keep me laughing. But I want you to come on back and join them again next week on Thursday night. At the top of the week, we've got Real World News Radio coming in on Tuesday night. So make sure that you come back. The number is always the same, 646-200-3148. You guys have a wonderful... Oh, I forgot to mention the sponsors. Hot Topic Talk Radio and Man to Man Radio is sponsored by Shades of Africa in two locations in the city of Corona and in the city of Long Beach. Also sponsored by the beautiful Gina Smith with SBMG Media. Thank you so much for your continued support. As well as Reggie Kearney, our very own, with Urban Sentinel. So you got to check him out and make sure that you support his efforts in delivering real news. Also, thank you, Ms. Jamie, over at Ninth Island Club of Las Vegas. Now I'm tongue-tied. You guys have got me all messed up. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Just make sure that you have a wonderful rest of your week and a very safe and wonderful holiday, okay? Just want to say that. Just stay safe. And we'll see you guys back here at the top of the week on Tuesday. Have a good night, you guys. Thanks, Richard. Richard. I'm not even saying
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Have a good night. Have a good night, Katie. We're out.
We're going to start calling Chris LDB, Little Dookie Boy.
yeah, 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 yeah,